Bright beams of light emanate from a golden torch held high in the raised hand of a woman draped in a Grecian toga. She stands atop a flight of steps surrounded by billowy clouds. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Bright light glints on the curved metal surfaces of a spinning gyroscope. Revolution Studios. A curious symbol glows red hot and bursts into flame, becoming a dragonfly. Its fluttering wings blow away sand that's covering the word Cheyenne. The dragonfly bursts into flame, becoming the symbol once more. Revolution Studios presents Tears of the Sun. An intense yellow sun rises swiftly in a flame red sky. Now, a street riot.
The tension that had been brewing for months in Nigeria exploded yesterday as exiled General Mustafa Yakubu orchestrated a swift and violent coup against the democratically elected government of President Samuel Azuka. In the land with 120 million people and over 250 ethnic groups, there had been a long-standing history of ethnic enmity, particularly between the Fulani Muslims in the north and Christian Igbo in the south. The victorious Fulani rebels have taken to the streets as periodic outbursts of violence continue all over the country. Tens of thousands have been killed in the fighting or executed thereafter. Fearing ethnic cleansing, the majority of the Igbo have abandoned their homes and are fleeing the city or searching for sanctuary wherever they may find it. For now, General Yakubu has taken control of most of the country and appears firmly in charge. There's no word yet on the United Nations reaction to the coup, but United States forces have already begun to evacuate its embassy.
Somewhere off the coast of Africa, three military helicopters soar over flat ocean towards an aircraft carrier. As they come into land, a TV journalist is recording a piece to camera on the deck.
As you can see behind me on the USS Harry S. Truman, activity is high as foreign nationals continue to be evacuated from all over Nigeria. This once peaceful country has been rocked by a series of ethnic unrest and brief but bitter battles, mainly over control of Nigeria's vast oil supply. However, nothing can prepare the country for the overwhelming and decisive action that has just taken place. We have just heard that the entire presidential family has been assassinated. I repeat, the entire presidential family has been assassinated.
A grim, shaven-headed man in his 40s, Lieutenant A.K. Waters, emerges from a helicopter with several other men and leads them across the carrier's runway. Injured men soon start emerging and are carried away. An older officer with a grey moustache greets the new arrivals.
Well, look at you! Welcome back!
I see.
Gentlemen, you appreciate you've been humping out there, but we're gonna have to put you back in. Priority tasking. Need to extract a critical personality ASAP. Now get some chow, refit for a three-day lerp. See you in chow to debrief. You. Go see the medic.
I can.
The ship cuts a stark silhouette against the fading golden sky. Captain Bill Rhodes enters a briefing room.
Attention on deck.
As you were, gentlemen, sit down. Everybody get chow?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, intel estimates 5,000 Yakubu troops scattered throughout this sector. Now, they've taken over government armories, and unfortunately, we have been supplying them for far too many years. In addition, local militia are killing anyone who goes to a different church. All right, now, your prime objective is to find and extract Dr. Lena Fiore Kendricks with International Relief Services. Dr. Kendricks is an American by marriage. Her late husband was Dr. John Kendricks. Your secondary objective is to extract two nuns and a priest to run a field grid near Yolingo, if they so choose to leave. St. Michael's mission, right here. You will halo over Cameroon and you will float into your DZ near the edge of the Mason Rainforest. When you get your package, you will proceed to your extract, LZ Alpha. Our presence on the ground will be considered hostile. Questions?
Sir, rules of engagement?
You will defend yourselves if you're fired upon. Otherwise, do not engage.
Sir, what's our escape and evasion plan?
Patrol the Cameroon border through the Tangil Pass. Anything else, gentlemen? All right. Dismissed.
Now on board a plane, barely visible in the twilight, the pilot looks back to address the SEALs behind him.
Gentlemen, 3 minutes out.
Seated on two parallel benches in the back of the plane, Waters and his men don goggles and helmets. Now they strap oxygen masks over their noses and mouths and begin relaying an okay gesture between themselves. One helmeted man lowers a ramp, opening a massive hatch at the rear. As the other men get to their feet, the man at the hatch turns to face them and signals by slapping his chest twice with his right hand. A red lamp turns green. The men start rushing towards the open hatch in unison and leap out into the dark night sky. In the eerie, grainy green of night vision footage, they spill out from the rear of the plane and freefall with their arms and legs splayed out. A black mountain range, barely perceptible against the night sky. Beneath it, lights twinkle peacefully from buildings on the far side of a calm lake. A young woman wearing a headscarf is carrying a metal bucket through the trees to the water's edge. She crouches on the bank, and as she scoops up water, a man bursts out from under the surface. Waters grabs her.
You sure? Good. Can you take me to Dr. Lena Kendricks? You know who she is?
Okay, here we go. Nice and easy. See, we're moving. It's all right. Not gonna hurt you, okay?
As he marches her away, the other members of the team creep out from the undergrowth on the bank. One of them, with his machine gun drawn, escorts Waters and their captive to a large building. The man prods the door open with his gun. There are two rows of beds along either side of the deserted room.
Clear.
One of the SEALs keeps watch from the undergrowth outside as Waters walks his hostage through the room. The gunman eyes injured men in the beds. The eyes of one of the injured follow them as they pass. Now, Waters and his companion rip back curtains at the far end, bursting into a makeshift theatre.
Where's that
wall? Dr. Kendricks, he's American men. I hope to see you.
Dr. Kendricks, my name is Lieutenant Waters. I'm with the U.S. Navy. I'm here to get you and your people out.
What are you talking about? We're in the middle of surgery
ma'am,
here.
I don't think you realize what's about to happen here. Are you a nun? Are you one of the nuns? Are you a nun, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Good. I need you to get your things packed, and let's get out of here now.
Lieutenant!
Ma'am!
Get those weapons out of my operating room. You're frightening my staff. I'll be with you when I'm done. Now, please, wait outside.
Your staff should be frightened, ma'am. Do you have any idea what's going to happen to you and these young women when the rebel forces get here?
Dr. Kendricks stares at Waters.
Maybe you can help her out.
Ma'am, may I assist?
Are you a doctor?
No, I'm a corpsman, ma'am.
Can you stitch?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's sure.
Bend close for me.
We're just taking our good old time here.
All right, Lieutenant Waters. I'm all yours.
Hurry up, Doc.
Waters follows Kendricks to the adjoining room.
I assume you have some kind of plan to get us all out of here.
Yes, ma'am. Come with me, please. I've got a 12-click hike to make, the rendezvous to the helicopter. Get your things together with pack light. Z, bring your perimeter up. Keep Flea in place. We spotted a rebel company outside of Yolingo on the way in. We have to assume they'll be here by nightfall, if not sooner.
Lieutenant, I'm responsible for 70 people here. More than half of them seriously wounded.
My orders are to evacuate foreign nationals only, ma'am.
What does that mean?
I mean non-indigenous personnel, ma'am.
Then we have a problem. I will not leave without the indigenous personnel.
Dr. Kendricks, we're here to get you out. I suggest you go find Reist. Go find the nuns and get your things packed up and get ready to move. This jungle is filling up with rebel troops. When they get to this mission, they will kill everything they see, including privileged white doctors. What part of that plan do you not
understand? The border of Cameroon is only 40 miles away. You could fly these people out in a half hour's time, Lieutenant.
Can't do that, ma'am.
Why not?
Because my orders are very clear. Evacuate the priest, you, and the two nuns. Now, please, get your things packed and get ready to move.
What about those who can walk? We can take them up on foot.
They are not my responsibility. You are my responsibility, Dr. Kendricks.
Non ci credo. Non è possibile. Come fa a non capire?
She storms off.
You're right, Lieutenant. It's not your problem. It is my responsibility. And I will not leave without my people.
His face blacked out with camouflage paint, Waters looks around calmly.
All right, Doctor, give me a minute.
A minute?
Yeah, that's right. 60 seconds. I suggest you use that time to go find the priest.
Kendricks hurries inside.
Get command on the horn.
You want a command?
Lila, what's going on? I don't know yet.
You want a command?
One of his men passes Waters a phone.
Eagle One. Yeah, Captain, we got a problem here. No, we got her. But the good doctor wants to bring the 70 people at the mission along with her. Yes, sir, I understand. I will handle it. Eagle One out.
Waters stands staring at Kendricks intently with a grim expression.
Dr. Kendricks!
She leaves her friends outside the hospital and comes running.
All right, Doc, you win. Get your people together. We leave in a half an hour.
And there will be helicopters for them, too?
Yes, ma'am. We can only take the people that can move under their own power.
I understand. Thank you, Lieutenant.
Hurry, please.
She holds his gaze for a second more, then turns and runs back.
Right, I'm sure this bitch is American. The doctor is the mission rat. Stick with her. And we're taking all these people out. Go on.
Looking thoughtful, Waters watches his man move away.
You must leave quickly. Quickly. God will bless you, Lee.
As Dr. Kendricks sees to her patients, another of Waters' men, Z, turns to him.
What did Captain say?
What do you think he said?
Waters moves off, and Z pulls the hood of his top down.
Okay. Let's clear these switches.
The dark surface of the lake ripples gently in the pale light of dawn. A shaft of sunlight falls over a bowl that's collecting blood dripping from a red-stained cloth on the end of a bed. An anguished face looks up at the daylight, sweat gleaming on dark skin. Patterns made up of golden daylight and shadow move slowly over badly injured people. A hand rests on a wide-eyed infant. Against a dark wall, morning sun glints through a window made up of tiles formed in the shape of the cross. The priest mentioned in the briefing room shuffles amongst the injured with a pained expression on his age-lined face. He stoops to tend to a sick man.
Come here, you guys. It's okay. It's okay. Come on.
Waters checks his watch.
Hour and a half off the rendezvous with the bird. Can only bring what they can carry on their backs.
Roger that.
Where's that priest?
He says he ain't coming.
Kendricks is saying goodbye.
Yes, you know. Thank you for everything. The crisis of grace. We're going to see each other again.
Take care of yourself.
Pia, Pia. Chokunoni aligi.
You got it, Lake?
100%, sir.
All right, let's go. Lake, take us out of here, but don't run away from us. Like that.
Waters watches the preparations.
Keep them moving. Keep them moving.
Come on.
Keep them moving slow. Get her out of there.
A woman hands an infant to one of the nurses.
Sister Grace. The mother. She's dead. Oh, no. Oh, no. What am I going to do with this child? Lena. Lena, you have to take this child. Now, it's the only chance she has.
Come on, we gotta move a little quicker than this. Come on. Let's go. Get back for the Falcon game.
Take care of yourself, girl. Chakunoni aliono.
Asio.
Sister Siobhan.
The younger nun.
Mind yourself.
Sister Siobhan turns from Sister Grace.
Go, sister. Pick your bag up. Let's go now.
I'm not going. Sister.
LT. I'm not going to leave.
What?
Kendricks hugs her.
Good luck. God bless you.
Come on. Come on, man. Let's go. Let's go.
Hurry up. Come on. We've plenty of work. Do it up. Come on.
The priest's lower lip quivers as he stands watching the others depart. Standing at the church's entrance, he makes the sign of the cross with his hand.
Go with God!
God already left Africa.
Yeah.
Beyond lush green grassland, a thick cover of cloud hangs in a foreboding sky above a mountain range. With their weapons raised, the seals lead the way along a dirt track bordered by tall grass. A long column of around 15 people traipses along behind. Waters constantly surveys the landscape around him with steely intensity. More soldiers bring up the rear as the column heads towards the forest. Bleak and barren mountain peaks extend well into the distance. Now, bright sunlight falls through the treetops in the rainforest above the seals and refugees. Someone's belongings snag on an overhanging branch as they near a shallow stream. One of the soldiers helps a woman across. Kendricks is also helped across, carrying an orphaned child. The child is passed between seals up a steep bank on the far side. Z to Waters.
We're only 5 clicks in. 7.5 miles to LZ Alpha.
If we go any slower, we're gonna start going backwards in time. Red, what do you got back there?
Got 5 stragglers, 30 meters and falling from main body.
All right, roll them up ASAP.
Let's go. Gasoso, come on.
Man, you gotta speed up, ma'am. Speed up. You too, you need it.
Red inadvertently startles one of the women. Now a man with a crutch begins climbing the root-covered bank. Black clouds drift across a large full moon, and a mist fills the jungle air.
Lots of trees.
The seals keep a sharp eye on the dense surrounding undergrowth as the party trudges onwards. Dr. Kendricks helps a woman along.
I'm going to help you.
The refugees continue on through the dark jungle. Waters waits at a point up ahead to help them past.
We got you.
Lieutenant, we need to stop. Lieutenant.
I heard you. Can't stop. Behind schedule. Come on.
These people need to rest. And we have a child who needs medication.
Let's go, Doctor.
With her face scratched and glistening with sweat, Kendrick stares at him sullenly before moving off. Z looks at Waters keenly.
What do you want to do?
Rest for 30. Lake, hold it up. Gonna rest for 30. Set a perimeter.
Perimeter up.
Ma'am, we gonna take 30.
Kendricks nods, then glances back at Waters. Now, Lake is stalking through the undergrowth, keeping low and holding his machine gun out in front of him. He crouches down amongst the leaves to keep a lookout. As the refugees settle down to rest, Z looks around. A woman soothes a sleeping child while anxious eyes peer out into the jungle all around them. Waters trudges through the makeshift encampment with his machine gun held at the ready. Kendricks lowers her bag to the ground, takes something out, and dabs a child's leg with it. Waters keeps to himself, wearing a brooding frown. He turns and watches Kendricks squirt liquid from a syringe before injecting the child. The man holding the girl covers her eyes. Waters' eyes dart to Z, who looks back at him with concern, then Waters looks away. Shadows move in the mist not far off, and the man on lookout flattens himself silently in the undergrowth.
LT, we got guerrilla rebels inbound on our path.
Detectrix, come with me right away, come here. There's danger on the trail. You have to do everything you can. Listen to me. You have to do everything that you can to keep that baby quiet. Do you understand me? Whatever it takes, cover now.
Glaring desperately, Waters gestures to his men. One of them barks a hushed command to the refugees.
Danger close.
As guerrilla rebels march through the jungle, the refugees begin moving. Lake keeps watch while Slow ushers the refugees along. Flea lines a rebel up in his gun sight. Red looks back at the child. More rebels are watched through the green-tinted hue of a gun sight. Lying down, Z turns his head slowly in the darkness. Red stares into the darkness, motionless. The person looking after the child has a hand over her mouth, while a rifle scope tracks the movements of the rebels. A rebel stops suddenly and looks around. Z's eyes widen in panic, then the rebel guerrilla retraces his steps to investigate. The rebel orders his men to search the undergrowth. The child struggles a little, and Kendrick soothes her by stroking her cheek. With a pensive expression, a rebel quietly moves closer and closer, unaware that he's feet away from Z's machine gun barrel. Z's finger tenses on the trigger. The rebel is also unwittingly creeping into a line of fire. Z watches the man through his gun's nightscope. An adult shields a child's eyes. The rebels are creeping steadily closer. Finally, Z's eyes close in relief and he lets out the breath he's been holding as the rebel calls his men away.
Clear.
The grim seals slowly emerge from their hiding places, but one of the rebels is still close by.
Drag back. Danger close.
The rebel sees Kendricks. Waters grabs the man from behind and deftly slits his throat. In shock, Kendricks watches the man's eyes roll back in his head before Waters dumps his body. Kendricks looks away from the grisly sight, trembling. Then she watches as Waters wipes each side of his bloody knife blade on his trousers. One of the others whispers to her.
Go on, ma'am, go. Now is good, go.
Lake, take us out of here before they realize they're a tail gunner light.
Find us a safe place to rest.
Wait, they're going to the mission. You have to stop them.
I can't do that. We'd risk the safety of all these people here. Let's get moving. Besides, they may bypass the mission.
You know they won't.
There are a lot of possible scenarios that could happen, Dr. Kendricks. I don't presume to know them all. Red?
Dr. Kendricks.
Let's go.
Ma'am.
Come on.
Sometime later, as the group is resting elsewhere, Kendricks finishes bandaging a refugee's foot. She gently tends to the job in hand, while Waters stalks the outskirts of the group. Waters looks over at her, and she wipes her brow, unaware of his gaze. He moves on just as she becomes aware of him. He's sitting by himself, tending to his machine gun when she approaches. She steps up to him and crouches on the forest floor at his side.
Can you sleep, Lieutenant?
My watch, man.
You can call me Lena.
He doesn't look at her.
Dr. Kendricks, I suggest you get some rest.
You know, thank you for saving my life.
Was it about saving your life? Getting the job done. Completing the mission, that's all.
When he finally turns to look at her, she stands up and walks away.
My dear, a thousand difficulties. Don't make a doubt.
But I'm not a good Catholic.
You don't know that. Only God knows that.
Armed men storm the mission.
Gentlemen! Please! This is a house of God! Gentlemen, we have no soldiers here. There are only sick people here. Please, gentlemen! Gentlemen, please!
No!
No! Please! Commanders, please. This is a house of God. We have no soldiers. We have no. We have only sick people here, eh? We have only sick people here. Please.
The commander examines the priest's crucifix.
No, Commander.
The commander looks around disdainfully.
Pray for us now
that
the hour of death.
Commander, no! No!
As he strides out, one of the other rebels raises a machete above the priest's head. Then swings it down. At that moment, a startled flock of white birds takes to the air.
What the fuck was that? Hyena.
Flea, Meg, status?
Clear.
Clear, LT.
Z.
Star 1, this is Eagle 1. Be advised on location.
Now this is Star 1. My ETA, your location, 5 minutes.
Popping smoke.
First one, then a second smoke grenade is hurled high into the air. As they fall, they trail long, thick plumes of yellow smoke. The smoke begins to swirl up from the grenades as two helicopters cruise high above the jungle canopy.
Do you have smoke?
Roger, yellow smoke.
That's us.
Waters glances back at Kendricks, who's huddled in the undergrowth looking back at him. Z spots the helicopters.
Eyes on.
As the choppers approach, Waters gets to his feet, emerging from the tall grass. One of the helicopters slowly makes its descent through the drifting yellow smoke. The surrounding greenery ripples from its rotor blades downdraft. A figure in a white helmet stands in the open side door as it touches down. It flattens the tall grass in all directions, rippling it like a water surface.
Let's go, man. Come on, let's go.
Let's go, now! Come on, you're first! Let's go! God damn it, let's go! We're late! Come on!
As Kendricks is dragged away from the group, everyone rushes out from the cover of the trees. Crew members from the helicopter providing cover, the SEALs run to get aboard, leaving the refugees at the edge of the jungle. A man is trying to calm a woman carrying a small girl. Waters climbs into the helicopter. The refugees watch as the chopper lifts off. As both helicopters rise into the air, Waters peers out at the helpless, pleading band of people left behind. One man looks up sternly at the departing helicopters. A young woman sobs on another man's shoulder, while others look lost and heartbroken. The refugees stay standing where they are. A man rubs a child's head comfortingly. In the helicopter, Kendricks sits slumped against the side with her head in her hands and her eyes closed. Waters is crouching by the open doorway, his eyes narrowed to slits. The mood on board is somber, with nobody daring to speak. The chopper cruises past a mountainside. The pilot turns to Waters.
Lieutenant Waters, starboard side. We saw this on the way in.
Joining Waters at the doorway, Kendricks looks down at the mission, which has been completely ransacked and burnt. Covering her mouth to muffle her own screams, she's inconsolable as she witnesses the full horror of what's happened there. Doc takes Kendricks away. The sight of scattered corpses is too much for Waters, and he too moves back from the doorway. Kendricks is doubled over, clutching her stomach as she sobs uncontrollably. Abruptly, she sits up and looks Waters square in the eye before making a determined effort to regain her composure. Scanning the other faces in the chopper, Ward realizes that all eyes are on him. Exhausted, Kendricks closes her eyes and rests her head beside the open doorway, her hair blowing in the wind. Waters looks across at her, then sees his men are still watching him closely. After a moment, he presses the radio communications device by his neck.
Let's turn it around!
A helmeted crew member gives him a nod. Kendricks sits up as the helicopter begins to bank. On the ground, the weary refugees are trudging single file back towards the forest, carrying what little possessions they can. They stop and look up as the choppers pass by overhead, then come into land not far from their path. Holding a little girl in her arms, the young woman moves cautiously towards the helicopters. When Dr. Kendricks emerges with the troops, she is overjoyed. Passing the child to a man, the woman runs to meet Kendricks, and the two embrace warmly. The woman's smile fades as she catches sight of Waters looking sternly over Kendricks' shoulder.
You can only take 12 people. Old, young, anybody else slow us down. Meet up again in Cameroon.
Kendricks looks at the woman.
Bless you.
Hurry, please.
The woman runs off, and Kendricks turns to Waters.
Thank you.
She throws her arms around his neck in a grateful embrace that makes him distinctly uncomfortable. Eventually, he slowly pulls her arm from around his neck and edges her away from him.
Hurry, please.
She runs over to join the refugees.
Rich! Go in the package! Now, goddammit!
When Red reluctantly obeys the order, Z steps up to Waters.
What are you doing?
They look over to the refugees.
Are you missing?
No. Same mission. Get him ready, see?
Z gestures to Lake, who smiles wryly. Meanwhile, a young girl doesn't want to leave her mother behind. The woman takes off her necklace and gives it to her child.
Gotta go!
The woman is dragged away from the chopper.
Get out! Get out!
Kendricks is holding the orphan.
He has no one to care for her.
Waters takes the child from her.
Man, you gotta take this baby! Hold her tight! Keep your head down!
No more back, sir! We're backed up!
See you, Cameroon! Come on, let's go! Here we go!
Waters leads Kendricks away from the helicopter, and the flight crew are given the all clear to take off. With the cargo of children waving goodbye, the choppers slowly take to the sky. On the ground, the remaining refugees watch as their loved ones disappear into the distance. A dense mist descends on a mountain peak covered with thick rainforest. On the ground, Waters and his men find themselves besieged by a downpour. Lee's on the radio.
Eagle One, over. Wave One, sir. AK, come in.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant, you want to tell me why that bird's full of refugees and not your criticals?
Doctor wouldn't leave without her people, sir.
You can't get a woman on a helo.
She was on the bird.
Look, it's difficult to explain, sir.
Oh, come on.
Marching these people to LZ Bravo. Request 3 helicopters to take them out.
Negative on the evac at LZ Bravo.
Come on, Bill. Give me 3 choppers and I'll have these people in Cameroon in 20 minutes.
Negative. Birds are taking heavy fire. We're no longer entering Nigerian airspace.
We'll give you all the help we can from this end, but right now
you are on your own. And I hope you know what you're doing.
You too, sir.
All right. Keep you advised
if the situation changes.
Negative on your evac.
He moves to help the refugees.
Here you go. Come on.
Hang on to the knot, Doctor. Come on.
We got you. Come on.
Come on, Doc.
Meanwhile, at the foot of the mountain, a rebel soldier finds an empty smoke grenade canister in the long grass. Sniffing it, he gets to his feet and eyes the mountain that's engulfed by thick rain clouds. Behind him, his comrades are standing in a line with their commanding officer out in front. He takes the canister from his subordinate.
Americans. Some went in the helicopter. Some went up the mountain to Cameroon.
It's late in the day and the refugees are resting. Pieces of fruit and fresh water are their only nourishment as they sit huddled together, looking tired and worn out after their trek through the jungle. Wiping the sweat from the back of her neck, Dr. Kendricks seems reflective as she looks at the faces of the people she's trying desperately to save. Sitting nearby, the SEALs are tucking into their rations. Doc looks up and sees one of his comrades offering his food to a refugee.
Slow.
Slow looks over at the man gratefully accepting the food.
Give me your child, man.
I don't like roast beef anyway.
Slow hands over the foil bag that contains his dinner before a beeping on his laptop draws his attention.
We're a little over 30 clicks to the path that'll get us to Cameroon.
LT.
Roger that.
Waters walks over to Slow and sits down beside him to look at the screen.
What do you got? You got a large body, 10 clicks back, bearing 360 and closing.
How strong?
30, maybe platoon strength, maybe more.
Rebels?
Could be. Why would anybody be following us?
I don't know. find out. Good job. Keep an eye on it.
Roger that.
See.
Sir.
Got a problem. Got possible hostiles on our six. Get him up. Get him ready to move.
Roger that.
Waters walks over to Kendricks.
Dr. Kendricks, could you come with me for a second, please? Thank you. Just take a second.
He pulls her up by the arm.
You know why anybody would be following us?
No, I don't.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
He looks down at some of the refugee men sitting in the shade.
Think hard.
I told you I don't know.
Get your people ready to go now.
These people have been gone for over 30 hours.
Come on.
He ignores her.
Fred, help the doctor get ready to move.
Later, with the unrelenting rain still coming down hard, the lieutenant and his men continue to lead the refugees through the now waterlogged jungle. Cautiously treading in ankle-deep water, the lead Navy SEAL keeps a rifle trained on the jungle up ahead. Above them, a baboon seems curious as it watches the strange visitors approaching. As one of the SEAL team stops to help the refugees step up from a shallow river, the baboon loses interest and bares its razor-sharp teeth in a huge yawn. At the rear of the group, Waters takes a moment to stop and survey the scene, but quickly realizes Red is staring at him.
How you doing?
Fuck you mean, how am I doing?
You know what I'm talking about.
Turning his back on Waters, Red crouches down to cover their tracks.
You know as well as I do that when we left that mission, those people were dead. Then we take 28 men, women, and children, and we hump for a day.
See, keep moving. Within a second.
We get them to the LZ, and we leave them behind to die like the others. I'm confused, and the boys are confused.
Get to the point.
Why'd you turn that bird around, LT? Talk to me. I'm with you either way. You know that.
If we figure it out, I'll let you know.
Hot on the trail of the American troops, the rebels are making their way along the shallow river.
This way.
Reaching the spot where their quarry left the river, the rebel tracker points the way forward. Standing on a thick branch, the baboon watches them pass by. Swift-moving mist hugs the contours of the mountain. Perching on a bunch of bananas hanging from a hut, a bird takes flight from the gunshots and screams that are coming from a village on attack.
LT.
Go, Link.
You gonna wanna come take a look at this?
Waters steps up to a clearing and signals the men to hold up.
Get Dr. Kendricks up here. Come here. Dr. Kendricks, we're gonna rest here for a minute. Stay down in these trees, listen to my men. Go. Slow.
Stay down. Stay down.
See, Lee, with me.
Lake's looking through binoculars.
What do you got?
Ringside seats do an ethnic cleansing.
He passes the binoculars to Waters, who witnesses terrified villagers being executed by rebels.
How strong?
Counted seven so far, sir.
Flea, get eyes on.
Roger that.
Z's stifling his rage.
Could be more than no witches.
Bring him up.
Z gives the signal for the rest of the team to step forward and join them in the clearing.
Sir, we could go around him to the north.
With a steely look of determination, Waters has his sights set on the village, where two rebel soldiers are now pouring petrol on a defenseless man. Waters takes out a pistol.
LT. Rules of engagement.
We're already engaged.
They attach silencers to their weapons.
Binoculars.
A rebel is holding a cigarette lighter over the doused villager.
Flea, you got the Zippo?
Roger that.
Zippo first. Red team, right flank. This way. Edge of clearing. Wait for my go. Silent and quick. Gold team, on me.
Waters heads out.
Suck. Close up that back door. Flea, keep your eye on the package.
Roger that. Holding.
Let's go.
A moment later, the snipers are positioned around the village.
On sight.
A squeeze of a trigger, and Zippo doesn't know what's hit him. His comrade shares his fate. Up in the branches of a tree, Flea scans the village with his scope, then takes out a rebel standing on a truck. The thud of his silenced weapon alerts the refugees to his position nearby as he carries out his duty with deadly precision. Meanwhile, Waters is leading Gold Team towards the village. Silently crawling through the dirt, they stop when they notice something on the ground up ahead. On the other side of a small mound, dozens of corpses have been piled up and left to rot. Z contacts Waters.
On sight.
Roger.
As two rebel soldiers add the body of a man to the pile, Waters breaks from cover and takes them both out. He gives Gold Team the signal to move stealthily into the village, where they take up positions behind natural cover. The rebels riddle a villager's body with bullets. Waters' men take out a couple of rebels, then proceed into the village. They peer round a corner into a mud house where two rebels are slaughtering the inhabitants. Doc makes a number two sign at Waters, then heads into the next room where he discovers a man shot in the head. Waters shoots the two attackers. Doc rushes in and slits the throat of the third. A woman is cradling her dead husband. Outside, the team are stalking through the village. With their guns poised, they listen to the screams coming from inside one of the buildings. As one of the rebels emerges, a seal shoots him in the back of the head. Red pulls one of the gorillas off a woman and garrots him. The frightened woman covers her naked breasts.
No, 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 it's okay. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you, it's okay.
Action.
Red raises a finger at Z, then turns back to the woman.
Doing that, Ebbe. Hide. Okay.
The woman nods and the seals head out. shots ring out from the village. In the distance, Kendricks and the refugees are watching with grief-stricken expressions. The team advance through the undergrowth, their guns poised in front of them. Z leaps over a fire and glances at a woman standing in a cemetery, cradling a baby. Rebel guerrillas are pointing their guns at a group of villagers, forcing them to jump up and down with their arms raised. Water's team closes in. The SEALs shoot dead the enemy soldiers. A rebel lunges at Waters' arm with a machete, but someone shoots him and he falls into the mud. Waters looks round to see one of the refugees standing by a tree, lowering a rifle. The stranger retreats into the forest. Doc's checking the bodies lying in the mud for signs of life.
Hold on. You hold on.
He massages the heart of one of the survivors.
Come on, little man, come on.
Waters looks up at the sky, thick with dark storm clouds. He plods through the mud to Doc, who's feeling his patient's neck for a pulse. After a sad shake of the head, he turns his attention to Waters' injured arm.
Boss, let me take a look at that. I'm all right.
Z and Red are still making their way through the village. In one of the houses, a guerrilla rebel is crouching over a female villager. Red and Z charge into the house. Lake finds himself face to face with the dying rebel he's just shot, a teenage boy. Z grabs one of the soldiers by the throat.
Fuck off.
Looking at the woman, Z takes out a knife and stabs him. Red spots something on the floor.
Lake
looks over. Red pulls back a blanket, looks at what's underneath, then, struggling to keep his composure, turns to Z with a solemn expression. Unable to bear what he's just seen, Z looks away, distraught.
Doc, get over here.
Kendricks and the refugees walk slowly into the village. Red's sitting with the bloody, traumatized woman, his face etched with sadness.
Red.
Red glances up at Doc, then gets shakily to his feet. As Red heads off, Doc crouches down by the woman. Waters notices Z standing by a wall, numb with shock.
Z.
Z turns to face him. Waters gives him a grim-faced look, then heads into the house. He goes over to Doc, who's praying over the dying woman. Kendricks heads into the house. She crouches beside the trembling woman.
She has a low pulse.
The woman spasms uncontrollably. Another woman weeps sadly, then looks over at Doc.
How can they do this?
This is what they do. They cut off the breasts of nursing mothers so that they'll never again feed their own babies. This is what they do.
Walter's chiseled features are etched with sorrow.
Doc, I need the morphine.
As Doc rummages in his bag, Waters strides away. Kendricks uses her mouth to uncap the syringe. Doc takes the dead baby, bundled in a blanket, and lays it down next to its mother. Waters is trudging away from the house, his face like stone. Lake passes a handgun to Z. The dying mother jerks and quivers with pain and shock. The other woman grasps her hand as the life finally drains out of her and she becomes still. The woman releases her hand, then withdraws, racked with grief. Kendrick closes the mother's eyes, her face etched with sadness. Outside, Waters surveys the burning remains of the village. Black smoke billows from the flaming huts. Grief-stricken women kneel by the bodies of their loved ones. Waters watches the scene with a dispassionate expression. A young girl walking with a rifle. A woman taking the boots from a dead rebel and putting them on her feet. Through a fire's heat haze, Silk is carrying the limp, lifeless body of a child. Waters watches Doc helping a grieving woman out of her house, his arm around her shoulder. Waters looks down at the rigid body of a villager lying face up in the mud as the flames destroy the village. Black smoke drifts past the full moon. One of the seals is sitting in the crook of a tree, overlooking the camp. Waters is refilling his water canteen. He glances over at a chameleon clinging to the branch of a tree. He gulps down some water, then pours some over his head. Kendricks trudges over and sits down opposite him. She looks at him pointedly.
Something wrong?
Let me take care of your arm.
She helps him off with his gear and jacket.
Careful.
One of the refugees to Z.
Try this. It will help you stay awake.
What is it?
Cola nut from the tree. It's harmless. We've been using them for generations.
Patience. Right. How long you been in the mission?
I live there. I've been living there since I was 10.
How come?
I heard they were helping children who'd been forced into the war. So I ran to them. Will you get me to my daughter?
He nods solemnly.
Yes, ma'am.
Kendricks is treating Waters' arm.
How'd you end up here in Africa?
I came here with my husband. We wanted to help. We went to Sierra Leone. They were short of doctors there.
He watches her working diligently on his arm.
How did your husband die?
She meets his gaze for a moment, then looks back at his arm.
You were at the hospital. The rebels came. My husband tried to stop them, to protect me. But he couldn't.
Sorry.
Did a good thing today.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. It's like so long since I've done a good thing, right thing.
You should have some rest.
Thank you for taking care of my arm.
As the sun rises, dark clouds stream across the sky. Blurred, fast-moving figures are stealing through the forest, carrying rifles. Waters wakes up from a nightmare, his gun poised and at the ready. He aims at Slow, who raises his hands.
Easy, boss.
Waters lowers his gun and turns away.
Are you there yet? Glad to see you still got it, but we got trouble.
Slow gestures to his laptop, and Waters picks up his rifle.
You're right. This is the outfit that's been on our tail. Hey, you with me, boss? This is the 2200 hours. Now, 4 hours ago. 3 hours. Now we figured they'd make camp and come at us after first light, right? Bad call. 2 hours ago. One. These are the guys that run the goddamn Olympics. They've been closing in on us all night long.
How long we got?
An hour. Two tops.
Shut up. How the fuck are they tracking us at night?
They both look at the refugees huddled nearby under a tree, then turn to each other.
Someone's transmitting something.
Waters nods, then stands up determinedly.
Got a rat in a nest. Get them up. Take their weapons away. You search everybody right now.
18, Dr. Kendrick, send two.
Lena.
Get everybody up.
I need you to point out everybody that came into the mission in the last 3 days. Right now.
Let's see the weapons.
Give me your weapons.
She gestures to one of the refugees.
Gideon.
Let's go. Step forward, sir. Who else? Who else?
These people.
Step forward, you two, right now.
On your knees.
LT!
Gideon's running.
No, no, mame. Down, now.
Silk.
No! No!
Hey, hey!
The hell are you doing?
He's my friend!
You know what? You could also be armed. Get back there with the others. Go on.
The SEALs run over to the fallen Gideon.
My sins.
They search him.
What the hell is that?
What do you got?
He's bumped. Fuck.
Hey! Hey!
Stop it!
Who told you to do this? Who told you to do it?
They have my family.
Who has your family?
Those women, no harm will come to them.
Who told you to do it?
Stop it!
Who told you to do it?
Colonel Sadik. Colonel Sadik. I am one of many who give him information.
About who? Information about who?
To follow.
Who? Who?
We have to follow.
Follow who?
Waters looks at Kendricks.
I'm not a killer.
Fucking not.
Waters looks at his men.
What do you want to do with them?
Let them bleed out.
Kendricks goes over to the stricken refugee.
What is going to happen to my family?
I don't know.
Late. Get him up. Everybody up. Now.
The refugees get to their feet. Waters looks at them grimly and holds up a transmitting device.
Who knows what this is? Transmitter. Took this off Gideon's dead body. Dr. Kendricks is a good friend. You have any more of these here? Why would anybody want to transmit our position? Transmit our position to over 300 Nigerian soldiers who ran all night to get to within an hour and a half of where we are now. Red.
Waters unholsters his gun.
Somebody's gonna tell me. Somebody's gonna start talking right now. Because if they don't, tell me what I want to know by the time I count to five. I'm gonna kill someone else. One. Two. Three.
Pointing his gun at a refugee.
Don't fuck with me. Four.
Please. Please. There's no need for this. Please.
Now you got something to say to me, don't you?
My name is Arthur Azuka. I'm the only son of President Samuel Azuka. Please don't blame them. Please, I'm sorry to have misled you, but there are enemies looking for me everywhere. And that is why you've been pursued.
A report said the entire presidential family was executed.
Your report were incorrect. They were not executed. They murdered my father, along with my mother, and my two younger sisters. Out of greed. My father's fight for democracy. For his people. first appeared, there might be trouble. My father sent me away with this man. Colonel Lucchese.
Lieutenant, his father was more than the president. He was the tribal king. That makes him the heir to the Igbo nation. It's a bloodline they must cut. The Fulanese will comb heaven and earth to find him.
Waters scrutinizes Kendrick's face.
You knew about this. You knew all the time and you didn't tell me.
I didn't trust you.
Waters nods soberly.
I wonder what it takes to earn your trust.
Red, late.
Z approaches Kendricks.
Tell them pack of things, we're leaving.
Let them keep their weapons. We're moving out of here. Pack up your things.
Come on, let's move out.
Move it out.
All right.
Let's go.
Get in.
Come on.
Move it. Back to
formation. Let's go.
The rebels are stalking through the forest. The commander raises a pair of binoculars to his eyes. He looks at Gideon's dead body lying in the undergrowth. His second-in-command unfolds a map.
They must continue their route to the Kantanju Pass or they will lose a day. So, they must come out here, near the Cameroon border.
He spots a rebel by the body.
No!
Everyone ducks. The rebel freezes, his hand on the transmitting device attached to a necklace around Gideon's neck. He gently puts it back. Red's hiding in the bushes, triggering the explosions. As he heads off, the rebel first officer gets on the phone.
How many men do you have in Kashanga?
Red charges through the forest.
Right on time. Good hustle, Red. Come on up and brief Z.
The team are following a river.
This river will get us straight into Cameroon. They'll be expecting us.
What do you think?
I think we're fucked either way we go. We backtrack, cross downstream, come up and go through the jungle and get right into Cameroon.
Roger that. Let the other men know. Good job.
LT.
What do you got?
Rhodes on the phone.
Yes, sir, Captain. This is Waters.
Intel reports military elements in your sector conducting search and destroy of a U.S. military unit. Moving with one Arthur Asuka, son of the late president. What can you tell me?
Yes, sir. We just discovered that ourselves. He and his bodyguard concealed themselves within Dr. Kendrick's refugee party.
Well, that's a major problem, Lieutenant. His presence involves your mission and the internal politics of a foreign nation affecting U.S. diplomacy. Seriously, increases the mission's risk. Currently considered criminal by the new regime. He's a major liability, Lieutenant.
What exactly does that mean, sir?
His party is excess cargo.
Does that mean that he's not human, sir?
Captain, this young man is the Igbo tribal leader. Do you understand what that means?
I'll cut the shit. Who do you think you're talking to?
Sir, you know as well as I do what's going to happen to him if I leave him out here.
It's not going to be a trial. It's not going to be a jury.
They're going to take him outside the courthouse and put two in his head.
Damn, I'm just asking for a little bit of help here. Put yourself in my shoes, Bill.
I've been in your shoes, Lieutenant.
Send in an air evac immediately and get these people and my team out of here, sir.
Negative on air support at this time. Airspace is too hot. Now, damn it, your judgment has risked the lives of your men and the mission's success. I strongly advise you complete the evacuation as planned. Do you read me?
Yes, sir, I read you. Loud and clear. But I cannot in good conscience do that without escorting these people to safety.
That is not your mission!
When have I not completed one of your missions? My team will complete this mission. I'll give you my word on that.
I don't like this! You get your ass back here alive as soon as possible! Maintain contact with Op Center.
I'll direct air support as soon as I can.
I promise you.
Yes, sir. Eagle One out. Bring him up.
Everybody up on LT now. Double time.
So much for diplomacy.
Come on, let's go.
The men gather around Waters.
Here's the deal. It's been strongly suggested that we turn over Arthur and abandon these refugees out here in the bush. I'll tell you right now, I'm not gonna do that. Can't do that. Broke my own rule. Started to give a fuck. I brought you guys along with me. About to walk into some serious shit. Before we do, it's like to hear what you guys have to say about it. That's all. Speak freely.
My opinion, sir, we cut our losses. This isn't our fucking war. As far as me being in Iraq, you know the answer to that.
Let's get these people to safety. Let's finish the job.
I can't leave him, sir.
I'm good to go.
What about you, Red?
I can't look at them like packages anymore. I'm gonna get them out. Or I'm gonna die trying.
Waters nods and looks around at Slo.
We there yet?
The SEALs are smiling in solidarity.
Thanks, fellas.
Kendricks has been watching.
Strip those packs down to rolling gear only. And the refugees drop anything, it don't go boom. Let's move.
I'll be tired. Let's go. Hustle, hustle, hustle.
LT. Those Africans are my people, too. For all the years that we were told to stand down and stand by, you're doing the right thing.
They touch fists.
For our sins.
Booyah.
Booyah.
They share a meaningful look. Then Z moves off up a grassy slope, and Waters approaches Kendricks. A gentle breeze rustles through the trees above them.
We gotta go. Let's go.
Lieutenant, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about Arthur. I should have trusted you.
It's not your fault. I would have done the same thing if I was in your position. You wouldn't have trusted me either. I'm gonna get your people to Cameroon. I promise you. You gotta hurry.
As brooding clouds gather over distant mountain peaks, a small army of rebels are mobilized in open-top military vehicles. The bulky trucks trundle along a dirt track, sending up clouds of brown dust. When they come to a halt, the heavily armed troops quickly disembark. Wearing green camouflage combat gear and purple berets, they charge determinedly into the dense jungle. Now, a light mist rises into darkness in a grassy clearing. Lakes, crouching among the swaying reeds, silently keeping watch with his sniper rifle at the ready. He speaks into his comlink.
LT, hold one. Hold.
A few meters behind him, hidden amongst a cluster of trees and other plant life, are the rest of Waters' men. They stop their cautious advance.
You got a leak.
From somewhere in the swirling mists up ahead,
everybody down.
The refugees obey Waters' command. Lake.
Where you at?
The rest of the SEALs crouch slowly into the cover of the reeds, while Lake tracks something through his rifle sight. It's a wild boar.
Fat fuck. Clear, LT. It's just a pig. I'm crossing over.
Sniper, 11 o'clock. Sniper, 11 o'clock.
Lake's been hit.
G! Smoke! Give me smoke!
LT. I got hit.
Sniper. Jump!
A grenade and smoke canister are launched into the jungle up ahead. Waters advances on Lake's position.
Yeah, look who it is. The fucking cavalry.
Set him up.
How's he doing?
He's all right. One in the shoulder, clean hit, though.
Sorry, sir. You caught me sleeping.
Don't worry about it.
Did you get that little son of a bitch?
You got some of them. You see anybody else?
I'm sorry. I'm better than that, sir.
Don't worry about it.
I'm telling you, I'm better than that. Fuck that.
Can you walk?
Yes, sir. Let's go, Doc. Make it tight. Get me back in this shit.
Doc patches up Lake, but as they're getting him to his feet, a volley of rockets explodes around them. They hit the deck while three other SEALs advance, guns firing. Waters, Lake, and several others then get to their feet and do the same, as fiery explosions light up the jungle around a petrified Kendricks, who's cowering with her hands over her ears. The SEAL force press towards their ambushes, blast sentries crashing to the ground near Kendricks. Gun barrels flash repeatedly as Waters men march bravely on. Rebels are sent flying into the air when the grenades go off. Another rebel rocket splinters a tree trunk. Waters' men continue to battle the rebel front line with grenades. Nearby, a second wave of rebel troops wait, under the command of the stern-faced first officer. At the flashpoint, dust and smoke settle. Waters and several of his men hurry back across the scorched landscape. He spots her lying under a fallen refugee. Heaving the body aside, he takes her in his arms.
Lena, listen. Wake up. Wake up, you hear me?
Okay.
Wake up.
Okay.
Lena, listen to me. We've got to get out of here now. You hear me? Listen, we got to get out of here, all right? We got to get out of here right now. Slow.
Lena, get these people ready to go now.
Sit up.
Slow.
Slow's been hit.
God damn it!
I never saw it coming, Mom.
Fuck!
It's not supposed to be like this. It wasn't supposed to happen like this.
My fault, all right?
Please. You know what to do, right?
Yeah. I know what to do. You hear me? I got it, okay?
His comrades look on somberly. Kendricks looks around at refugees mourning the loss of their friends.
You're gonna get him there, right? It's not for nothing, right? Right?
I'll get him. Don't worry. I got it. I got everything, all right? Don't worry.
Please, breathe. I guess we're there, huh, boss?
Yeah, we're there.
Slow's breathing stops, and Waters rests his colleague's head back gently on the ground with a deeply troubled frown.
See, get these people ready to go. Do it now.
So, get his weapons, the ammunition.
What about the body?
I gotta come back for it.
God damn it!
God damn it!
Doc stares down at Slo, but is urged away. Waters to a delirious Arthur.
Listen to me, goddammit, listen to me! Listen to me! This man is dead. If you don't want his death to be meaningless, it's time for you to become a fucking man and get your people into Cameroon. Now cowboy the fuck up. Got it? Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
You all right?
Yes, sir.
Stay with this man, all right? Yes, sir. It's your job to keep him alive.
Everybody down!
Several refugees are hit in a wave of gunfire.
Open up those tool boxes, boys! They're gonna be coming! Conserve your ammo!
Get down! Man, how many claymores you got?
One, sir.
That guy laid out cover fire for red! On my mark!
As the SEALs prepare to engage, a mortar goes off nearby. Waters, Doc, and several others lie down to provide cover and fire for Red, who's making a dash into no man's land. He leaps forward, quickly sets a claymore mine, and then beats a hasty retreat under a hail of bullets. He reaches his comrades, who continue to fire against the oncoming rebel assault force. The mine explodes.
Request immediate air support. Location.
The SEALs launch rocket grenades. These on the radio. The SEALs lob grenades towards the enemy line. The SEALs lay down some covering fire and start to fall back behind the refugees. Meanwhile, the rebel first officer sends another wave of soldiers into the fray. Grossly outnumbered, Waters' men urge the refugees back into the cover of the trees. Now, plowing through the sea, the carrier is scrambling aircraft from its flight deck. The SEALs re-establish a line some distance away from the enemy. Waters yells orders to his troops. One by one, the SEALs peel away, starting to dismantle their line of defense. It's Lake's turn to retreat, but he spots a woman cowering behind a fallen tree trunk and goes to get her. Kendrick spots them and screams. Lake, then the woman take a bullet. The rebel first officer steps aside so one of his soldiers can take aim with a grenade launcher.
Hold the line! Hold the line!
Flea gets shot in the head and falls to the ground. The aircraft from the carrier are on their way. Waters removes hot shrapnel from a body lying face down on the ground, then turns it over. It's Kendrick's.
Arthur! You okay?
Yes.
Get ready to go. You okay?
Let me get her up!
Despite having just been shot in the shoulder, Waters carries Kendricks off. As the rest of the refugees are fleeing across a river, Red's maintaining the line. The rebel troops charge. Surrounded by the rebel stampede, Lake crawls over the dead woman's body, covering it with his own. Then he slumps.
Fuck you!
Red shoots a few more rebels, then retreats.
Go, go, go!
With the refugees now safely across the river, Red and Silk form a small line of defense on the bank. Further back, using the grasses as cover, the other SEALs and refugees with guns form a second line. Crossing the river, Silk gets shot and falls into the water. Red goes to his stricken comrade and covers him. They start to move out just as the rebels arrive on the other side of the river.
Go! Move, team! Go!
The ever-brave Red provides cover while the others run off through the tall grasses. The rebels cross the river, passing Silk's dead body. Now on the far side, a few of them are taken out by sniper bullets from the tall grasses. Still with Kendrick slung over his shoulder, Waters gets hit again and drops her. The force of the fall makes her come to. He fashions a tourniquet for his leg.
Get that leg off me! Tighter in a leg! Tight, tight!
The two aircraft finally reach land. The rebel forces have consolidated their position, forming a strong line in the grasses. Waters is helped to his feet. Red shoots some rebels, then runs off through the grass. Meanwhile, on board one of the planes...
Eagle One, this is Star One. Do you read me? Eagle One, this is Star One. Come on.
While Waters struggles onwards using Kendricks and Arthur as support, V provides cover for them. During the relentless rebel advancement, he takes a few bullets to his body.
Go, 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 now, run! Run straight for that guy against us, we have to go!
Waters throws himself back into the grasses. With the rebel force still advancing, he crawls on his belly through the dirt. With the other refugees, Kendricks and Arthur make for the border, where people have abandoned their cars and possessions and are desperately trying to cross. Waters crawls to Z, who's lying on the ground.
Hang on! Hang on! Hang on! We're here! We're here! We're at the border! The gate's right over there!
At the border, it's chaos, with armed soldiers stopping the desperate refugees from crossing. One of the aircraft pilots.
Eagle One, this is Star One. Eagle One,
this is Star One. Do you read?
Star One, this is Eagle One. Go!
What do you got down there, LT?
I got Buku bad guys between the tree line and my smoke. Stockpot smoke now. Where's Silk and Red?
Silk's dead. I don't think Red made it. Do you stay with me, Z? Z, you stay with me. Stay with me.
The refugees are trying to climb over the border fence.
I got white smoke, LT.
Doc, Z, and Waters share a look.
Let her rip, Dad! Do a dangerous move!
Roger that. Coming in hot.
The aircraft arm their missiles. Still shooting at the enemy as he retreats, Red takes a bullet. Kendrick sees the planes flying nearby. Red crawls to his comrades.
Cover!
The SEALs duck for cover as the pilots fire off well-aimed missiles. In a series of dramatic explosions, the rebel forces are blown to kingdom come. Three military helicopters arrive on the scene and pass over the border. Massive balls of fire rage up from the ground, eventually smothering everything in a blanket of thick black smoke. Trembling, Kendricks looks sadly in the direction of the explosions. Barely able to walk, Waters and his men are struggling onwards through the smoke. She spots them and runs towards them, followed by Arthur.
Keep seeing movement.
With gritty determination, Waters staggers a few steps before dropping to his knees. Kendricks and Arthur run over and crouch by his side. They help him to his feet and together stagger towards the border. Not far behind them, Doc and Red are helping Z to walk. A chopper lands on one side of the border fence. The refugees have turned away from the checkpoint and are quietly watching Waters and Kendricks approach.
Lieutenant!
Waters turns and sees patients smiling at him tearfully. She sobs, struggling to find the right words.
I'm sorry about your men.
He nods.
I will never forget you. God. God will never forget you. Thank you.
Barely able to walk, Red, Z, and Doc struggle on towards the border. Patience sees them and shares a long, meaningful look with Z. Then Captain Rhodes arrives on the Cameroon side of the border.
Open up! Open up! Ouvre la porte! S'il vous plaît. Ouvre la porte! Open the gate! Open the gate! S'il vous plaît. S'il vous plaît. S'il vous plaît. Ouvre la porte! Ouvre!
The Cameroon soldiers open the doors. The captain steps through and comes face to face with Waters.
Welcome back, Lieutenant.
This is Dr. Lena Kendricks, Captain. This is Arthur Azuka, son of the late President Samuel Azuka. I have men down in the field, sir.
We'll take care of them.
The doctor needs some medical assistance.
Yeah, so do you. Come on, get him in here.
Take care of them.
Waters is helped away. Rhodes goes to the aid of the other SEALs.
Let's go. Come on.
Over here.
Come on. You made it.
As Patience crosses the border, she spots her daughter. They run into each other's arms and cling to one another.
Lena!
Kendricks runs to the other children from the mission and lifts a little girl into her arms. Two SEALs are carrying Waters towards a waiting chopper, whilst Rhodes helps the other injured men not far behind. A disorientated woman goes up to Arthur and touches and hugs him. Other refugees stand silently watching. A man's being treated in a makeshift hospital. A small crowd has gathered around Arthur, who looks about him with bewilderment. Patience to Kendricks.
We love you, Lena. All of us. We will always love you. I love it.
She kisses Patience on the forehead, and the two women clasp hands. In one of the choppers, Waters and Red sit in silence. Waters watches as Z is carried aboard another helicopter on a stretcher.
Woman.
Doc turns from Z to share a meaningful look with Waters, who nods at his comrade, then looks away sadly. Arthur stands in the center of a large group of his people, who are raising their hands in celebration. As Kendricks turns and walks towards the helicopters, Patience waves to her in tears. On board, Kendricks cradles Water's head with her hand and gently rests his face against her. As the chopper takes off, a little mission boy runs forward and waves goodbye to it. The refugees from the mission stand in a cluster, waving to their departing saviors. Arthur stands with a little girl in his arms, smiling at his people. He punches the air with his fist, and a sea of hands applauds his gesture. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Edmund Burke.